You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win is 6-4. Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win is in the betting at 16-1. Arsenal, Lee, coming to this off the back of that incredible victory against Bayern Munich on Tuesday night. I wonder whether that will affect them positively or adversely in this game, because it could be a letdown spot for Arsenal. The high of Tuesday night may be filtering through to Saturday evening, but they're in good form at the moment.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? I don't think there'll be too much of a lag. I understand what you mean, but you know, I think if it's a 12:45 game, maybe we'd see that. We tend to see some quite lazy games, don't we, at 12:45. But the fact that this is a tea time kickoff, Arsenal second in the table, just 2 points off Man City, and like you say, in really good nick. Just that defeat to Olympiacos in the last six, so going well, scoring goals, and I think the 2-0, it wasn't that it flattered them particularly, but I thought looking at that game that Arsenal, they had everything to play for, and it was a must win against a Bayern Munich team who didn't need to win. And you know, I think if Derek had probably been previewing that match, he might have said as much. You know, you always have to look at the team who haven't got as much to play for. Bayern Munich will win that group, that Champions League group in their sleep. That result won't matter to them. So Arsenal were going full throttle there and deservedly got the win. Everton are an interesting team. They're unbeaten away from home so far in the Premier League. They're not pulling up any trees. You know, the game last week was a real strange one for them. Obviously, the sad news that the former manager and player Howard Kendall had died seemed to really hit the team and hit the crowd as well. And Man United kind of took advantage of that and came out of the traps and caught them cold. But look, you know, their away performances, not much to be disappointed about. That they won 3-2 at West Brom. They'd be disappointed to concede two, but came back from two down and won that one. Drew at Spurs, drew at Swansea, beat Southampton 3-0. So, you know, I think that they're going along quite nicely. The draw's been a real big player in this match recently. Everton haven't got a great record against Arsenal, but in recent times, it's been hard to separate the two of them. I'm wondering about Sanchez. Has been, you know, a bit of a cash cow for me. I've really enjoyed backing him. But I'm wondering if he might... There's some rumours that he might be rested here, given all the football that he's been playing. They've got the likes of Oxlade-Chamberlain to bring in. So you might see something like an Oxlade-Chamberlain, Ozil, Walcott, Giroud maybe even up front as well. If Sanchez doesn't play, I quite like the draw here. I think, you know, I can see Everton really shutting up shop and trying to get the draw. 7-2, the price of the draw. It looks quite a big price to me. Then the risk is, if Sanchez plays, I think they'll have a little bit too much for Everton, Arsenal. But look, I can't back them at 2-5. I think they're way too short. I'm half tempted to go for 11-2 Everton. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go for the Arsenal win by a single goal. Again, it's a little bit confusing, this. Pre-match, you have to play the match handicaps. You go to handicaps, it's the tie. Arsenal minus a goal versus Everton plus a goal. 14-5. That means Arsenal will win by a single goal. If you're doing it in play, you can actually back that market. Winning margin, one goal. So Arsenal to win by a single goal, whether it be 1-0, 2-1, 3-2, etc.
Derek, Arsenal have lost just one of the last 16 against Everton, winning 9 of them. But in recent times, as Lee referenced, 4 of the games have ended 1-1 in the last 6 in the Premier League between these two sides. The draw does look at a big price at 7-2.
Massively big price. I mean, the 2-5 Arsenal is crazy, and here's why. A week ago, Chelsea at home to Aston Villa with roughly the same price, 4-11. Man City at home to Bournemouth, 4-11. Now, Arsenal are taking on a tidy side like Everton and the same odds. It's crazy. It's a massive overreaction to what happened in midweek and to a lesser extent what happened with Everton against Man United last week. Arsenal were flattered by that result. I mean, I watched that game, and Bayern Munich, without their two best players, outclassed Arsenal for long periods. But they played into Arsenal's hands, having all that possession. And when you've got Theo Walcott up front, he's only in the team to catch teams on the break. It won't be like that this weekend. Everton will camp out at the back, because that's what they do at Arsenal. And I think 7-2 for the draw is a big price. I mean, you can excuse Everton's performance against Man United last week, because what Lee mentioned about the death of Howard Kendall beforehand, normally I would say, well, come on, that's ridiculous. These are highly paid professional footballers. It shouldn't matter once the whistle goes for the kickoff. It shouldn't matter. But it hit the crowd, and maybe that transmitted itself to the players. I don't know, but it was a very lethargic, somber Everton performance. I'm willing to excuse that. I think they're a very tidy side, Everton, and they're being insulted with these kind of prices. I've been looking for a shade of value in this game, and you know what? I can see both teams to score. No is 11-10. I like the look of that strongly. If you want to be a little bit more intrepid, Everton with a goal start at 15-8. But the most intrepid of all, 7-2 the draw. I wouldn't argue with any of those bets. I don't see Arsenal being 2-5 pokes here, not in a month of Sundays.
That plus one, 15-8 Everton. It looks attractive.
Yeah, it does look. I mean, kind of almost arguing against myself, but I think I like that, and I like the Arsenal to win by a single goal. Draw no bet. Everton's a big price as well. Draw no bet, 9-2. Wow, it's a big price when the draw is such a big player, I think. But I'll stick with Arsenal to scrape it by a single goal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.